This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. The 15th Van Cliburn International Piano Competition's now put to rest for another 4 years. It's been 2.5 hectic weeks in Fort Worth. We know the winners, and many of you have also heard their performances. Let's hear some of their words, recorded right after they won. South Korean Yaekwon Sun Woo took gold, the first time a pianist from that nation won Cliburn's top honor. Two Americans, Kenneth Broberg and Daniel Hsu, won silver and bronze. For each of the 30 participants, this competition that began May 25th is a kind of musical marathon. It stresses the mind and the body, according to the 28-year-old gold medalist.
It was physically challenging to play almost like every 2 days. And of course, they asked for quite a huge repertoire, so it was quite difficult, I guess, to prepare all at once.
Sun Woo knows that in the real world, touring musicians might have to play different concerts night after night, making all that repertoire necessary. Here's Sun Woo playing Rachmaninoff's Second Sonata. Some medalists might also try learning new works when they get rare downtime. That might be a little easier for 23-year-old silver medalist Kenneth Broberg than for others. Last summer, the Minnesotan tackled Liszt's B minor sonata.
I'd heard it so much that I had it memorized before I even started. So it just depends on how well the piece is in your memory, how much it is just in your consciousness.
That might be because you're just really smart, Kenny.
That last voice belongs to bronze medalist, 19-year-old Daniel Hsu from the San Francisco Bay Area. He said he entered this competition in part because it's so prestigious. But that wasn't all.
Van Cliburn himself was such a towering figure in music. So that's why this competition is so important, and that's why it has been and will remain to be such an important competition. But my entry this time was just for fun.
Winning, that's fun too. Sun Woo gets $50,000 cash and 3 years of international bookings. Broberg and Hsu get $25,000 and $15,000 and 3 years of U.S. concerts. Every finalist had to play a quintet, 2.5 hours of solo piano, a small Mozart concerto, and a big piece like Rachmaninoff's Paganini Variations. This is Broberg playing. It's the pianist's responsibility to manage the sound of the halls they'll play in, many for the first time. Broberg says this competition tested that skill too.
Chamber music, you have other people on stage, you have to react differently. Playing Mozart in a big hall with a big orchestra is challenging. Rachmaninoff, actually a little bit easier to play in a big hall, but it is also a necessary part of being a musician.
Another necessary part of being a musician? The right temperament, according to Leonard Slatkin, chair of the competition's jury. He also conducted the final round. Slatkin said picking winners with the right temperament was also in the judges' minds.
From the start of this, it really was about who could sustain the rigors of first prize over the course of the next 3 years. This is tough. If they're going to do 100 concerts a year, we came to the realization that there was the possibility of burnout.
These pianists are off to New York for a quick visit and radio appearance. Then they get a short breather. Sun Woo's tour schedule begins next month. Broberg and Hsu start their Cliburn concerts this fall. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.